This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming up.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
But this is what happens when you have a party that has reached, actually not rock bottom yet. Not rock bottom yet. But they got nothing. Zero. No issues, no leader, fringe issues define them. So they're going to glom onto the story of the day. And quite frankly, it's embarrassing for them.
I am hard, but I am fair.
Good morning, motivator.
From now on, you will speak only when spoken to.
Take the hill. We got a long week.
Jesse Jane Duff on the phone with us this morning, and that of course was Eric Schmidt yesterday talking about this whole signal controversy that the Democrats just won't let go of. Jesse Jane,
I know. You know, the Democrats really don't have a winning message other than anything against President Trump. I think that's pretty clear to all Americans. That's why they're flailing. What is it? They're at like 23, 24, 25, maybe 27% approval rating. You know, it's absurd. And then you get people that want to come out and even be more flamboyant. What's the congresswoman down there in Texas? You know, she thinks that she can make comments that are just over the top, criticizing the governor of Texas. You know, they're headline calling him Governor Hot Wheels, thinking that, oh, no, that wasn't a disparaging remark. You know, at the end of the day, we look at what the Democrats are offering, and it's absolutely nothing other than take down Trump. You know, they fail to look at what went on under their own administration, where you had classified documents in the garage of Joe Biden. We had one of the Clinton officials stuffing classified documents in his underpants, trying to sneak out of, remember that? His
I
underpants.
Do.
Oh, what was his name? My God, I can't think of it right now. He had a really funny name. And then, you know, it goes on where you had, we had Barack Obama storing classified documents in a storage locker next to Ronald McDonald's. You know, it's like, what are we doing? They are criticizing everything without any solutions to lower taxes, to make life better for Americans. And I think, you know, even the Democrats are scratching their heads going, you know, they might be upset over the signal, but you still offer no solutions.
Speaking of criticizing, Elon Musk is getting a lot of pushback for his involvement in the Wisconsin Supreme Court race. What do you make of this? Because Trump has said that this is a huge race and could be pivotal as far as the makeup of the House of Representatives.
Well, when I start hearing them criticize all the influences by George Soros and how many DAs were backed by him and how much money got funneled into the Democratic machine by George Soros, I might take a step back and say, yeah, Elon Musk should not be engaged in politics. But we had Zuckerbucks that were pumping millions upon millions of dollars into the 2020 campaign that were in Democratic stronghold, making sure that the Democrats held on. They also have had George Soros influencing almost every single DA election where they have a blue winner. I mean, you look across the board, Elon Musk holding a raffle of sort of $1 million is a drop in the bucket to the Bill Gates, the Soros, and every other left-wing ideological oligarch in the United States that is funneled money left and right to every cause that we know. Oh, look at the USAID money. My goodness. Democrats love the money being funneled to their groups, but let one of ours rise up and they got to burn down his Tesla dealerships, blow up their cars, scratch everything because, oh no, Republicans are trying to hurt democracy.
Hey, it's Sandy Berger is the person you were trying to think of.
There we go. Thank you. I knew he had a funny name.
I wrote down Berger, and then I couldn't think of his first name, but yeah, I Googled it. It was Sandy Berger.
Sandy Berger.
he ripped out a page of top secret document in the skiff and like shoved it in his shoe or something and carried or his underwear and carried it out.
I just like that Jesse James underpants. Said underpants. Yeah.
I like underpants. I think underpants sound so cute, so grown up.
I got
big
I gotta,
boy pants.
I got to play undies. This. I got to play this for you and get your reaction. To it. Play cut six for her, Carl, please.
A lot of people wonder, will we ever see President Trump's face on Mount Rushmore? What do you think?
Well, they certainly have room for it there. They just signed the order last week on July 3rd, 2026. We're going to have fireworks at Mount Rushmore. And we've got a lot of amazing USA 250 events planned from across the country.
Yeah, I don't think they can get it chiseled on there by next summer. But I'm telling you, Jesse Jane, that's going to set a lot of liberal hair on fire right there.
Oh, my goodness. You know what would be hysterical? If they did a paper mache one that could endure a few weather storms and lower it over that and just have it there on the 4th of July that it looks real. You know, AI can do anything, right? Let's just do that to watch them all go jump off cliffs. I mean, we could really make the country red if they just all, you know, evacuate to Ireland with Rosie O'Donnell. I think that would happen. It would be wonderful. Will it happen by July 4th? Probably not. But I have just learned not to underestimate President Trump. I mean, if you haven't learned that by now, you're not paying attention. Everything he says that he wants, he manages to get, or he manages to push people into the corner that they need to be in so that we can negotiate. He's the master negotiator. So if anybody's face could get added onto Mount Rushmore, I'm not going to say no, because then I'll be doing hold my beer in about another few years.
Yeah, I can't wait till this celebration next year, and I'm so glad he's going to be president when this celebration of America takes place by somebody who loves America. That's going to be the best
Absolutely.
Part of it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Anna, you know, this is going to be such a spectacular celebration of our country. I mean, many of us who were around, you know, or maybe they weren't around, but the last time, the bicentennial was a really big one, yep. I remember. And no, I wasn't born yet. That's a lie. But anyway, I lie a lot about my age, so I leave everybody a mystery there. But, you know, when we can celebrate being American again,
yep.
And stop and recognize that the American flag is the one the fabric that you should unite all of us. It should not be Republican homes hanging the American flags and the Democrats hanging the Ukrainian flag. I mean, my goodness. And that's where we are. Nobody should drive down a neighborhood and go, oh, that's a registered Republican because the American flag is out. I want my neighbors, who are all liberals, to hang the American flag, because
yes.
If we can unite on one thing as Americans, it should be that flag. And God bless America. We are going to celebrate like none other. And I'm sure you're going to celebrate with me on this show.
We're out of time. Sorry about that.
That's quite okay. Take the hill, motivators. It's going to be a great week, especially if he gets on Mount Rushmore by Friday.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.